Sorry. What did you just say? I was distracted and didn't hear. You're asking me why I'm still outside so late? Well, my home is nearby. I was just preparing for bed when the moonlight shone into my window. So I thought, might as well come out to take a look at the moon. Look. The moonlight cast a shadow of bamboo and branches on the ground, shining on the wall. Isn't it beautiful? And in spring, it's just a time for life to reproduce and thrive. At night, we can better feel the feeling of life quietly breathing and stirring, mysterious, loving, and dangerous. Do you think my thoughts are poetic? Thank you. Do you also think so? No wonder you're still walking in the park so late. However, there's moonlight every night, and bamboo, and cypress trees everywhere. But there are a few idle people around. Do you want to watch it with me? That's great. Thank you. I almost had no one to share this moment with. Can we take a photo together? This wall is so beautiful at night. I'm beautiful. Thank you. However, I think it would be better for you to go home now. While beautiful scenery is important, life is still the most important thing. Haven't you heard that there's been a kidnapper around here lately? I heard that several people who have gone missing recently are all related to her. So, who knows what could happen at night? Maybe she's watching you from behind right now. Why am I daring to come out? Of course, I'm not afraid anymore. Because she only catches cute boys. By the way, you look so cute. So you must be her type. How do I know these things? I know a lot of other things about her too. She has long hair. Well, just as long as mine. And deep, red eyes. Just like mine as well. And she likes to act as if she knows nothing about the world. And talk to boys about the moonlight and things like that. The most special thing about her is that she's very gentle. And considerate. When she kidnaps people, she never uses a stick or a hammer because it's too rough. Instead, she carefully selects the stun gun, ropes, and burlap bags. She also never stares at you from behind. She will show the most beautiful smile, with her eyes shining. And then gently say to you, got you. Are you awake? How did you sleep? Are you feeling uncomfortable? Don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. You're in the basement of my house, and it's very safe here. No one can disturb us. The ropes? You have to learn to adapt to their presence. I need to make sure that you've fallen in love with me. So you'll have to get along with them for a long time. I'm sorry if you're feeling uncomfortable. That's all my fault. I like you too much. Today wasn't just a coincidence. I've been observing you for a long time, and I know everything about you. You often take walks alone in that park and feed a fish by the lake. Yesterday, you were even taking pictures of the flowers and plants. Are they beautiful? Your camera should only have me in it. Why aren't you looking at me? You should only be looking at me. Didn't you say that I'm beautiful too? I said, look at me. I really want to grab your hair and twist your face towards me. But I can't bear to hurt you anymore. You're just too cute. Even your hair. They should be gently wrapping around my fingers, not being forcefully lifted by me. If I did that, fair skin would probably turn red. Your skin is very fragile, don't you know? Like your nape. Just looking at it makes me want to pick you up like a little kitten. But before I can use any force, it turns red. And then there's your arms, chest, and calves. Why are there so many red marks? When I tied you up, you were really obedient, like a lamb to the slaughter. I'm afraid of losing you, so I have to keep you tied to me. But I'm such a fool. I had to practice on you so many times just to wrap you up so beautifully. Who knew your skin was so sensitive? That these marks are still here. It breaks my heart, but I didn't mean to hurt you. But don't you think they're beautiful? Almost like an art. You're like a gift from heaven to me right now. You told me that the moon is beautiful tonight. So you must understand how beautiful you are now. Stop struggling. I like you so much. Do you understand that? What are you afraid of, I'm the kidnapper in the rumors? So that's what you care about? Does it mean that you accept that I like you? Look at this basement. Can you guess who I am? You're so scared. But I don't have time to care about so many people. This basement is specially made for you. Yes, the rumors are fake. The story is fake. But the moon is really beautiful. And I really love you. I'm not going to let you go home. Instead, why don't you just settle down here and let me take good care of you? Look, I used a stun gun to knock you out, and then I tied you up with a rope. But don't worry, my love will be the best cure for you. Just relax. and enjoy it. I take full responsibility for this. I'll feed you, help you bathe, listen to you, and I'll even tell you about my diary, where I write all my kinds of ways to express my love to you. I really want to see your expression when you hear them. If you feel scared again, I will hold you so gently and give you kisses. If you're happy, we can play some more interesting games. And don't you love the scenery at night? I'll take you to see it when it's late and quiet. I will do everything I can to leave a mark on your heart, which is much sexier than those on your body. I'll treat you very well, so that you will never leave me.